Sorry, what? Pinterest is now including censorship. How do I feel about this? Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, today I got a really interesting email from Pinterest from one of my clients. And before we dive into this episode, I want to let you know that this does not in any way reflect necessarily my beliefs politically or when it comes to health or, you know, anti big pharma, you know, whatever. I haven't really talked publicly about what I think about all of those different topics, but we got this email and basically my client's account was suspended because the things that is shared on their blog that we were running pins to were considered to be going against what the CDC says. Now, I know this client very well. I know their beliefs. I know what they do. I know what their mission is. I know how they support people. And this is, to be clear, this is not someone who is recommending like dangerous practices as in bleach enemas or anything like that where it's like, this is actually dangerous. He actually provides just different alternative ways to combat some illnesses that actually work really, really well. And so basically it's a way to find healing. And so you can imagine my surprise when I examined the email from Pinterest and realized that what they were saying in this email was basically that no longer is anyone who goes against the CDC going to be allowed to have accounts on Pinterest. Now, I shared the original email in a post that I shared today on my Facebook profile. But I just was really, really surprised that it was so cut and dry. And here's what I want to share about this. I am a big believer in freedom of speech and freedom of press and ability to learn online. And anytime that that right is threatened, I don't feel comfortable. I've been a big fan of Pinterest for a long time. I've sung their praises. And so to suddenly realize that they were shutting down people who are sharing what is known by many as truth just because the CDC doesn't back it was kind of alarming to me. Now, there are obviously quite a few crazy blogs and alternative wellness things that are like absolutely borderline insane, don't work, dangerous even, but people who have even cannabis or CBD or supplement related websites are also being shut down if it's not directly approved by the CDC or if it goes against what the CDC shares. And I found that to just kind of sit really funny. I don't feel... Hello? Sorry, some woman just tried to like hit me in traffic. She just like came out of the side road and I'm like, don't hit me. You would be in the wrong right there. You have a stop sign. But it just really, really bothered me because I don't like the idea of social media platforms shutting us down based on what they have determined is a stamp approval of this is what you're going to believe and this is what you're going to promote and nothing else can be heard. And the reason that that bothers me is I just think about like the slippery slope of, let's say, for example, China and North Korea. Their freedom of speech is very limited. And yes, I know that there are things that are sometimes shared with freedom of speech that are harmful. But at the same time, I feel way less comfortable with my freedom being taken away, especially my freedom to learn and my freedom to discern and discover for myself what I believe in and what I think is best for my family and my kids. So when it comes down to it, I feel really, really uncomfortable with this Pinterest censorship. And, you know, I might get a little bit vocal about it because it just seems to me to be a trend that is not safe. It's not a good idea. I don't like the idea of those freedoms being taken away. And so what does this mean for all of us? I don't know yet. We're we'll have to see how this goes. I'd love to somehow get into contact with Pinterest and talk to them about the importance of freedom of speech. Now, I don't have as big of dollars as the CDC, and so if the CDC is what's backing Pinterest, it's going to be hard to convince them otherwise unless they can recognize that our rights are worth more than a big fat paycheck. So we'll see how this goes, but I just wanted to share with you guys my thoughts and beliefs on this because it's a little bit surprising. So I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson.